Hello, River Hill. Happy Tuesday. Last Tuesday of February. This is Pardon the Interruption. And let's get right into it. So, today we're going to be focusing on NFL free agency, the defensive side of the ball. And let's start off with Von Miller, a guy who I think can still be a high-level pass rusher in this league. Former Denver Bronco. He already said he's not going to re-sign with the Broncos. So is his, honestly, his future is wide open. He can go to any team he wants. I think he'll have a good market in him. He should obviously go to a Super Bowl contender. Team that knows what they're doing. And I think a few teams could use him very well. I think number one should be the Baltimore Ravens, obviously. If Matthew Judon, they don't get Matthew Judon, they don't get Yannick Ngakoue, I feel like Von Miller could be a great replacement for both of those. Also, Von Miller could go to the Seattle Seahawks. They also heavily need some defensive improvement. Their defense is god-awful. It's what let them down this season, to be honest, to be fair. And another team who I really think Von Miller could go to is the Buffalo Bills. They need some pass rush. They need some key defensive players to bump up Josh Allen in that offense. And they almost beat the Chiefs, to be fair with you, but their defense let them down. And the third team on my list is the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, actually, I should make four. The third team on my list is the Kansas City Chiefs. This is obvious. The Chiefs need pass rush. They need defense. Pairing Von Miller, Frank Clark, and what's his name? The defensive tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs. Completely forget Chris Jones. That would be a great defensive line, to be honest. And another team that could even bolster their defensive line even more is the Los Angeles Rams. You pair Von Miller with Aaron Donald, that's absolutely dynamic duo that will never, ever be stopped. Let's be honest. And you have Jalen Ramsey in the secondary. My next big free agent who I feel like will probably change teams this year is Matthew Judon. He's 29 years old. He's about to get to that edgy defensive, you can't sign heavily defensive player age, especially for a guy like Matthew Judon who hasn't played at a great high level. He's not one of the premier pass rushers. People know his name, but he's not one of the premier pass rushers in this league. I think the three teams he could very well go to could be the Kansas City Chiefs. They will basically be on this list, every defensive player. Them, and I think the 49ers would be amazing with Matthew Judon. I feel like him, Nick Bosa would be a great combination. And simply the Buffalo Bills, because they need defensive linemen too. And I feel like these three teams will keep on getting mentioned throughout this list, so let's just save the excitement and just, we all know who could use defenders at this point. And another defender, my third on this list, is honestly Melvin Ingram. Now, I'm not counting J.J. Watt to this list, because I think he'll get signed soon to either the Bills, Ravens, or Packers. I feel like any of those three teams. And you even hear DeAndre Hopkins saying, let's finish what we started. Now, Arizona looks like a good spot because they're playing in a dome. You have Chandler Jones there. Great weather. I mean, they're obviously not going to win a ring, but it's not a terrible spot. It's not a terrible spot, but they're obviously not winning a championship. I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs when you really think about it. Now, another defender on this list is Melvin Ingram. Not a lot of people know him. You might not know him. If you do, you're great. You watch football. Great defensive end for the Los Angeles Chargers. That's still weird saying. He's a great piece to add to your defense. Him and Joey Bosa were great together. They made that Chargers defense that took them to the playoffs 2 years ago, honestly. But I feel like he's either going to stay with the Chargers, I think the Ravens should try to bring him in, or he should go to the Kansas City Chiefs. Those are some teams who might be in the mix there. Another defender, I'm only going to list five, is Shaquille Barrett, who I think could be heavily, he's going to get a lot of money this free agency. He only signed a 1-year deal with the Bucks. I think he's going to cash in with the Seahawks this year, or better yet, the Bengals this year. Some team who's going to pay him a lot of money. He went off in the Super Bowl. I think another person who will get some big cash is Justin Simmons. Denver Broncos safety. He's what, 24, 25, just coming off his rookie year. He's played great this year, but the Broncos haven't. So if you put him in a good system, I feel like he could be great. He could be a great young talent. And another defensive player I feel like who could be great is Jadeveon Clowney. He hasn't played great with the Titans at all. He hasn't played great. But if you put him with a great pass rusher, I think he should try to go to the Los Angeles Rams. Him and Aaron Donald would be lethal to them together. Or better yet, just go wherever J.J. Watt goes, because they used to play together too. And see what happens, honestly. Now, another key free agent is Yannick Ngakoue. He's only 26 years old, playing with the Baltimore Ravens, and I feel like the Ravens will re-sign him. Matthew Judon's 29, Yannick's 26, and better. It's an easy decision. But let's stop talking about the defensive linemen. Let's go to the defensive backs. The only two corners I think who should really be worth mentioning here, and that's Patrick Peterson and A.J. Boye. Now first, A.J. Boye was a great corner with Jacksonville, great player, and I feel like he could still be that great player if he has a good corner around him. Now I think he's going to the... I highly key think that he's going to the Rams to play with Jalen Ramsey and remake that Saxonville team that they used to have, honestly. Or he could better yet go to the Kansas City Chiefs and go ring hunting. Not saying that's a bad idea. And you also have Patrick Peterson. Now, Patrick Peterson, to me, is going to a contender, whether you like it or not. And Arizona is not a contender. They might be third in their division, at most. Second, at best. And I think he could either go to the Chiefs, Packers, not the Ravens. The Bills can need to use a cornerback. Any of those teams could be in the mix for him. And I feel like whichever one he chooses, he'll be a great addition to that. Now let's talk about the NBA for a quick second until we end the episode. NBA has been great this season. The All-Star game is coming up. And my starters and reserves I'm about to pick right now, even though they already have been picked, I feel like the East point guards should be... This one's a tough one, but I feel like number one to me has to be Bradley Beal. If it's not Bradley Beal, it's a crime. Let's get that out of the way. Number two should be... To me, it's either a three-man race. You got Zach LaVine, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving. This is a very tough decision. But I think it should be Zach LaVine, because both of those guys, Kyrie and James Harden, have taken breaks throughout this year. So you just give it to the right guy, Zach LaVine. Now, the forwards, I think, should be plain and simple KD, Joel Embiid, Giannis. If you pick anybody besides those three, you're a damn moron or you're a Knicks fan trying to vote in Julius Randle. That's it. Those three should be the forwards for the East. Not even up for debate. Now the reserves I think should be... But Kevin Durant might not play. Kevin Durant isn't going to play in the All-Star game. So instead of KD, I'll put up Jason Tatum on the starting for the forwards. And I think the reserves should be James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Sabonis, Trae Young, Jaylen Brown. I feel like he should be, Jaylen Brown, I feel like has to be up there. Kyrie Irving, already said him. Julius Randle, Vucevic. And then I add, I think that's it. Hold on. Kyrie, James Harden, Jaylen Brown, Trae Young, Julius Randle, Sabonis, Vucevic. I forgot to say Vucevic. And I need one more player. It's a tough one right here. Because I feel like you'd go either way. I guess you have to give it to Ben Simmons. I don't really think he's an all-star caliber player, to be honest. Hasn't improved since his, rookie year. But you should give him the nod. And I think the West should be plain and simple. AD, Paul George, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell, and Devin Booker and Zion. I'll give Zion the last reserve spot. It's well deserved. And my starters are going to be Kawhi. Kawhi, LeBron, Jokic. I'll give Jokic. Those are my forwards. And the guards are pretty simple to me. Now I gotta think about it. Actually, I'll give the reserves to Damian Lillard. And I want to put Luka in there so bad because I feel like he's been playing great. But Stephen Curry, you have to give to Stephen Curry. And I'll actually switch Damian Lillard and Luka on the reserve spot. And now let's get to the competitions that are played in the All-Star game. I think they should really change it up this year. Because honestly, I think they should keep this format. Keep the game format how it is. Captains pick whoever they want. And keep it like that, I feel like. But also, the slam dunk contest, I feel like should actually be a slam dunk contest. Like, it should actually be people who you would be excited to see dunk. Maybe Russell Westbrook, Paul George. I would even put LeBron in there. I'd put Zion in there. And probably that's it. I would put Paul George, Zion, Zach LaVine, LeBron James, if he wants to. LeBron is an iffy for me. If you don't put LeBron in, I feel like you can put Ben Simmons there. And Aaron Gordon, honestly. Those are my best dunkers in the league right now. And maybe even put Donovan Mitchell in there. I forgot about him. And that's my dunk contest. I think they should take out the three-point shooting contest. If you don't take it out, you put in extreme three-point shooting. Add logo threes. Add deeper three-point ranges. And make it more entertaining. And I feel like they should take the skills competition out and play horse. I feel like All-Star Horse should be the main thing. Or if not All-Star Horse, add a 1v1 game in. Either or. Because I feel like horse would be fun. You could put great shooters out there. Or you could put 1v1. See guys like Kyrie Irving go up against other guys. But I think you should put in the All-Star Horse game. Because that would be the best attraction for the fans and everybody involved. I think Kyrie should be in it. Steph Curry should be in it. Maybe even put Paul George. You put James Harden in it. And not Zach LaVine. I'd even put LeBron in there. Maybe even Jokic too. To give it the best ability for fans to have fun, watch the games, and make it more entertaining than what it is right now. And the All-Star game should actually be important. I think there should be like a prize to win at the All-Star game. Maybe that team, if the East winner, it's not East or West anymore. But whoever captains win, it should be more than just charity, I feel like. It should be charity and something else. Because to make it more competitive for the players, at least. Because charity is just like charity. It's a good cause, but it should be something more than that, too. And now let's talk about my MVP not MVP, but overall, like, award rankings. Start off with MVP. I feel like it's a three-man race to MVP. Really, it's a two-man race to me. It's LeBron James and Joel Embiid. Anybody else in there just shouldn't be MVP quality. James Harden hasn't played enough games. And Jokic's team, the Nuggets are struggling right now, to be honest. So I think it should be Joel Embiid or LeBron. My vote is LeBron because he does more to his team, I feel like, and has less with Anthony Davis out. And the Lakers are the number two seed. I guess the Sixers are the number one seed. I'm not sure about that. But I feel like LeBron's just putting up better numbers. He's playing at a higher level. And right now, he's had a harder schedule than what Joel Embiid is at. But next, let's go to Rookie of the Year. This is a one-man race, honestly. It's LaMelo Ball. He's been playing absolutely just amazing. I would give it to Anthony Edwards if he's played on a better team or his team has done better. You should give it to Anthony Edwards if they even played better. But LaMelo's been playing great basketball right now. And he should be the only person available for the Rookie of the Year. And I think for Defensive Player of the Year, Joel Embiid has been playing absolutely phenomenal. You either get to Joel or you give it to Giannis by the end of, because Giannis is always going to be a defensive monster. He's been playing great defensively, and I feel like he could be the other Defense of the Year candidate. And most improved player, I think Christian Wood deserves the award. He's been playing great. He started off great. The Rockets haven't played as good so far, so maybe somebody else could slip in there, but Christian Wood right now is my most improved player. Coach of the Year is either Doc Rivers or it's Quinn Snyder with the Utah Jazz. I think it should be the Utah Jazz because they do have the number one seed, and nobody really expected that, so you give it to him. What else am I missing? Most improved coach of the year. And my all NBA teams, or at least right now my all NBA teams goes, Steph, Dame, LeBron. It's same as the all-star starters, basically, I would put there as, because you don't